You are listening to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz and community radio stations worldwide. Look, we have elections coming up here real soon. There's the national elections, but I mean, actually I was talking about the local station board elections. y'all really need to vote. I'm serious. You need to vote. You gotta get rid of this thing. Anyway, I was on this Lenny Bruce thing before I was so rudely interrupted by the Girly Man Convention in Boston. So anyway, let's get back to Lenny Bruce, recorded 1962, talking about free speech. Wow, what a novel concept.
Now, I am not particularly proud of this, but in my life I have been intimate with maybe three married ladies that are still happily married, and they convinced me that they never made it with anybody else but their husband and me. And it was a sort of situation where I sort of believe it because they didn't have, what with oil and where, and it was just one of those situations. You know, if I didn't, Christ, I'm not that unique. Probably every guy in this audience has made it with one married chick or two that's still married. And both of us, we didn't pull out. I borrowed your wife and I didn't pull out. No offense, mind you. So when I see brothers and sisters that don't look alike, that's it, Jim. I wouldn't swear for nobody. It just takes that one... No, they're up again, see? Different makeup on, and...
Boss Queen.
Okay, it's just that the whole table is poisoned, that's all. It's a bad section. It's been bad. Okay, give it to me, King. Get it, baby. Daddy. Woo, get it all, King. Yeah, you pretty good. It's a little inside joke, and it's, right now. Three Stooges. Yung, 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 yung. Right now, we take you now to Belmore, Long Island, and how to relax colored people at parties. I'm a construction boss, and I just did all of the buildings. This is sort of a tract home here, and this is the new, it's called Early Theater. This is the playroom. It's got the combination kitchen bar and a little theater stage. This comes optional piano and brick. My friend, the Negro guitar player, he would be a guitar player because the colored people would not be at parties unless they were musicians. Because, as you know, they're born with rice and dice in their hands. Rice and dice in their hands, yes. Now, yes, natural sense rhythm, they're born with that. That's in, that's in dodging the whip. I wonder if what amazes me is that Paul Molloy's column, these people that walk out, you'd assume that they would really be bitching at these Ross Barnetts and Walkers. You know, do you know that there's guys that are probably in their 15th and 20th year in the military prisons, and that Walker was on that court martial, and 15 years ago when Walker told that Spade cat, son, I mean, that's all in your mind. The white boy and the colored boy get the same break in the army. Break it off in you. All right, now. How to relax colored people at parties. The party is in motion. Have a party. I'm really pissed it is. How do you know there? My name is Martin. What's your... Miller, how do you do? Well, you know, I did all the construction here and most of the painting and, hell of a party, right? Oh. You know that Joe Louis is a hell of a fighter. Thank you very much. Credit your age. Don't you forget it, you son of a gun. Well, anyway, I did all the construction here, and these Hebes, you're not Jewish, are you? no offense, you know what I mean? Someone calls me a sheen, I'll knock him right in their ass, you know what I mean? So anyway, here's the poor Robeson. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Did you get anything to eat yet?
No, I'm kind of hungry. I'd like to get the sandwich or something.
I don't know if they fried chicken or watermelon or raises or tap shoes that a few people eat, but we'll get you something cooking here. You're all right. You're okay today, son of a gun. You're a white Jew. Here's to you. Okay. Yeah, I do all the construction here in Buenos Aires, Max. You know how they talk. What you doing, darling? I do all the dialects, see? I was on the Ted Mack show. And, I like this color they picked out here. This is a ridiculous color. It's interesting, all the Dufay blues and pastels here. What's that? Sounds like a lot of commie horseshit to me. Dufay blue, huh? You're all right. Smart jig, you're okay. Here's to Henry Armstrong. Anyway, you know, I'd like to have you over the house, you know that?
Well, thank you.
Be dark soon. Tell you what, I'd like to have you over the house, but, I gotta tell you this, you know, because I know you people get offensive, but, I got a sister, you know what I mean? Yes? And, what the hell is it with you guys? What do you want to hump everybody's sister for?
Well, that's, we're born that way. We're born, see, it's a natural, that's the rhythm comes in. See, we have this natural sense of rhythm control with the Margaret Sanger Clinic, and, we never knock them up. That's the thing about it. And you really like to do it to everybody's sister. Well, no, you missed the vernacular. It's not everybody's sister. We like to do it to sisters. What do you mean, sisters? Just not sisters.
Oh, you don't mean the sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's impossible. Oh, I never knew that. Oh, that's a lot of horseshit. You can't do that to the... To the sisters? No kidding.
Did he put out the sisters? Well, I mean, if you're built the way we are, you know, we're built abnormally large. You know that, don't you?
I heard you guys got a wang on your son of a gun there.
Yes, to use the vernacular, it's sort of like a baby's arm with an apple in its fist. I think that's what the Tennessee Williams said.
You might have seen it.
No, I couldn't do that. I'm just playing guitar at this party.
What the hell? I just whip it out there. Let's see that roll of tar paper you got there, Junkie. Yeah.
No, I couldn't see it. I'm a ventriloquist, you schmuck, and another. Where is genius Torrance and,
Let me make a suggestion. I have... Dick, now, one thing I've got hip to. I learned something. Now, just think of what you said, and I'm going to relate this to Beyond the Fringe, the establishment, the players, are doing tremendous over here. Now, when I saw them in London, they did one bit, and it was something about... sitting in the booth and scratching and smelling your fingers. Something like, and I said, shoot, that's very... I said, oh, dig me. Like, I'm going to put him down for bad taste. And I said, but it really... I said, there's a certain level... I can't explain it. I said, but that is... It's whoopee cushion humor. It's not nice. I don't know. I can't explain it to you. But now they're big hits, you know, Life magazine. I said, hey, are you doing that bit about... He said, yeah, it's doing very well. I said, sure, that's it, man. It's not right or wrong. It's just... I haven't been conditioned that area. Now, I'm just going to censure you and tell you that... I assume that you're... Wait, solid, okay. But the one part that offended me, the blood-spattered baby. I went, like that, you know. And then I said, well, no, because... Did you write that? Okay, do another one, baby. That's cool. Well, only here. Louder, baby, because I can... Louder. Louder, man, I can't hear you. Project, Jim, like you were before. Go Oh, no, no, this is some Kerouac. No, no, you're a shit kicker and you don't know what you... Yeah, it's obvious. You're instead... No, no, if you... You could have won me with piss in the hallway, but when you're in stench... Pulls, no. No, that's it. You're lost out. All right, take away. Head to the chopping block, all right? Right now, buddy, we're going to have our Jew punching contest, and, yee-haw! Okay, now I'm going to do a bit for you before I go completely out of it. Just slap me real hard. Right there, just put a spoon under my tongue or something like that. All right, a prison film with... What did you ask me to do? You said do a bit, and it's... Oh, yes, the bit. You want that bit, okay. It says a Jewish theater. The Blindachasen. We take you now to the sickest man of all, Al Jolson, a picture called The Jazz Singer. Now, Al Jolson, think, she knows that where Al Jolson is a kid, he's singing in gay bars, Frankie Dallas, Snake Hips, and da-da-da-da-da, he wants to make the scene, right? Okay. Now, the mother is very bugged because she wants to be a chazan. The rabbi is in bed, passing away slowly. The mother is really, mein zin, he's growing up. Al Jolson marries the shiksa, Mary Boland. The mother goes, shiksa! The wedding, right, there's the shiksa. And now the Jews celebrate this holiday, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where they actually, they celebrate the killing of Christ underground, you know. Say, you know, oh, more chicken soup! You know, kids running out of wooden sticks in the back. Oh, come up the hill! Come up the hill to get sent to me, you know. Mr. Whitlaffer. You have to tell the man that we don't care. He took his wheelchair.
I'm Christ, now you're Christ.
Did you see that move? Take him down, take him down. Take him to the lions. Let the bear hump him. Rich Romans. More fun. Get them up here. Get Barbarous and Cessnus and Dismas. All right, now you take your places again. Can we have it a little quiet? Thank you. Come on, my head is killing me today. Another take, right? To heaven. Where's heaven? Heaven's not up there. Because Earth revolves, and sometimes you can go to hell at 6:30. Come on down. Christ, Moses, come on down. Turn out these lights. Turn out that light, and give me this one blue light. Just that one light. Every other light out but that light. Come on down, Christ and Moses. Come on down. Come on down to the West Coast and visit the shuls. There are no shuls, there are no... Yes, there's a Reformed temple with a rap... No, it's a doctor. He is a doctor of law. His beard is gone. He is a beat... No, he's very articulate. He's too pedantic. He is... Ha-ha! This Sabbath, we discuss Israel. Where is Israel? Quench on flaming Yahrzeit candle... Alas, alas, poor Yossel. There's a fonder Israel. Do you know someone had the chutzpah to ask me the other day? They said, tell me something, doctor of law. Is there a god or not? What cheek to ask this in a temple. We're not here to talk of gods. We're here to sell bombs for Israel. Remember that? A pox upon you, Christ and Moses. Go among ye and kiss your empty mezuzahs. A mezuzah, he breaks it open, nothing inside. Give out! A piece of paper that's made in Japan. Christ and Moses are confused. They go to New York. This is Chet Huntley with Christ and Moses in New York. And Mike Wallace. Tell me something. The fellow throwing up on the waitress's tits over there. It's getting a little ridiculous breaking into a shit house, and you want to break it up. I want to tell you something. All of a sudden, I did a Jack Leonard thing. I want to tell you something, right? The waitress is here. It's going to be a little slow. I know with all the bullshit with all you rushing around, but after I leave, it'll get nice and quiet here.
and you'll take a little easy. And after that, schmuck, schmuck. It's very schmuck. Your head is coming to a point. The wind is there. Schmuck. St. Patrick's Cathedral. There's Spellman, played by Ed Begley. Bishop Sheen, played by Hugh Herbert. Ooh, terrible, 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 terrible. Christ and Moses standing in the back of St. Pat's, confused. Christ is at the grandeur of the interior, the Baroque interior, the Rococo Baroque interior. His route took him to Spanish Harlem. He would wonder what 50 Puerto Ricans were doing living in one room. That stained glass window is worth $9,000. Two guys arguing back and forth, Christ to Moses, and Bishop Sheen spots him. Psst, Spellman, come on down here. Get back to the blackboard, dummy, and don't bug me. Come on down, Schmucker. Come on, would you hurry up down here? Put the choir on for 10 minutes. Hey, Putzo, what do you mean running up in the middle of a bit like that? Ooh, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. Ooh, they're here, they're here. They're here, ooh, ooh, they're here. They're here, it's terrible. They're really here. Who's here? Who's here? No, I'm here. You're not all there. Ooh, it's here, it's here, it's here. Who's here? Christ of Moses, schmuck, that's who's here. Are you putting me on where? Standing in the dome, now, schmuck, they can see us, sir. Which ones are they? The ones that are glowing. Ooh, it's glowing, Senator. Terrible, terrible, here, here. Sure, Sam? Just even pictured, but I'm pretty sure. Moses, the ring of Charlton Heston, anyway. Better get me wrong quickly, that's all. Just don't cop out there here, and that's all. The pool box locked, that's cool. What the hell are those guys wanting here? God damn it, maybe they're going to audit the books. No, I don't think so. Who copped out that they're here? Why? Why, schmuck, kicking the lepers? Now, where the hell do they live around here? Hello, lepers, how are you? Hello, lepers. Hello, young lepers, wherever you are. Look, don't touch anything, okay? That's right, no offense, but what the hell? You might be carriers still. You want to pick up your nose, your foot, and your arm and get out of here now? Look, what are you doing? You're waiting for St. Francis? Look, that's just a bullshit story. He never kissed any lepers. He kissed two merchant marines. We kicked him the hell out of here now. That's all. Now, how the hell's gonna... What are you gonna kiss a leper for? What the hell are you gonna get out of that? I think it's a lot of bullshit. You try to kiss them and they fall apart. Now, you know how they got leprosy, don't you? For not putting paper on the seat. Now, come on, cop a walk, will you? Will you get me wrong? Hello? Hey, Wapo, what's happening? You were sick, weren't you, fatso? If you stop fressing so much... That's right. You look like May Robeson, for Christ's sakes. Jane Darwell. Listen, I got a lot of grief here. A couple of the kids dropped in. Him, anyway. Well, I'm pretty sure it's him. I just seen pictures. Yes. Standing in the back, way in the back. Of course they're white. Look, this is New York City, Mr. Puerto Rican, standing in the back. I don't want to hear that horse shit. I'm getting up to my ass and crutches and wheelchairs here. Now, what are we paying protection for? This is, now, Dave, we're in Chicago. 50 miles away from here, I got punched in the face for doing that. Milwaukee. Oh, the Holiday House. The title is euphemistic. The Holiday House, it's... Dig this. The tip off to Milwaukee, the chicest hotel is the Y. Hey, and sincerely, a true edifice of Christianity. Oh, it was grim in Milwaukee. The club is right next to the river. That's starting to look good. Whew. How I happened to work there, every once in a while I really get ashamed of the. Let's go. Well, the prejudice that I have within me, and I prejudge a town right away, is out of the squares. You'll do very good there. Guy hits on me. John Volope. But it didn't look that way in print. Looked like Ford, Vola, Volvo, or something like that, you know. He said, we got a club, you'll do very good there. Excuse me, the crescendo in Hollywood scene. I don't think I'll do good there. You'll do great. You'll have a lot of fun. Do you bowl? Uh-oh. Well, I can't explain to you, but conflict back and forth. Forget I'll make it. Okay. Now, I get there, and they don't tell me. First thing that frightens me to death, they've got a 6:30 dinner show. 6:30 at night, people go to a nightclub? It's not dark out yet. I don't want to go in the house. It's not dark yet, man. They're going to have a show at 6:30. Yeah, the girl singer goes on at 6:30. You go on at 6:45. Oh. And then they can change to Jamaica and take the Lindenhurst, Ali Stream, and all. Curtains. Christ, these people look familiar. I've never been to Milwaukee before. Where the hell are these people? These are the Grey Line tours before they leave.
This is where they live. 6 Semper Tom McCann. All right, now, see, as soon as I ever have to think of what I'm going to do when I get out of here, then I'm dead. Then it's a lie. You know, if I'll do this bit, that, then it becomes a bit, and you know it's a bit, and it's terrible. I'm out there for about 15 minutes, and people are staring at me in disbelief. It's like... Then the shock wears off, start here. What's boots mean? I don't know. What is he supposed to be doing? I don't know. What is he? That's schmuck. She keeps saying schmuck and puts and puts. Puts, puts, pots, schmuck, bread, cool, dig, schmuz, grab, plop, sniff. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Schmuck, spilbach, strip out. I don't know. It's a bunch of silliness. It's double talk, I think. That's he's doing double talk. Well, that's good, I guess. You like him? Yeah. I have to go to, I'm going to go to the toilet. Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. I'll go with you. Okay. I might have to walk in front of him. Yeah. Everybody's walking in on him. Yeah. To him. He's still up to the putz brig schmug rig blogger. He don't care. Look, he's crazy at this. How come he hasn't got any music? And he don't sing or nothing. Sure, even the band left him. There's no band up there. Sure, they know he's crazy. He's crazy. He's a weirdo. He's on the dope. Yeah. He's on it now. Oh, yeah. See him. You can see he's right on it now. It's Cloud 7. Mm. How can you tell when they're on it? You can tell. You can just tell when they're on it. They act sneaky. Yeah. And they have the strength of an insane man. Yeah, don't go near them. Near them. They'll twist your head off and everything. He doesn't know what he's doing. He'll probably stay out for 2 days now on the stuff. That's why they're probably doing it. Right. Now it's maybe 30 minutes there, and I'm just fumping all over, stepping on my dick. I don't know where I'm at. Okay, I finally get off, and the owner goes, Lenny, Christ, we had so many walkouts. I'm hip, man. They were walking, they were stepping on my feet after. They got like a herd. Said, wait. He said, well, Jesus, I never saw you do that religious bit, and this, and those words you used. I said, I don't know, what do you so many work, man? I don't do the same bit every show, just the same way. Well, we'll do something. Okay, now it's walkouts every night. Walkouts. The chef is confused. The desserts aren't moving. You know. Now it's Saturday night. I'm doing these kind of bits. Okay, folks. Bob White. Now also, Dick, the esoteric quality humor is further championed by an age barrier of about. Oh, I've got little old grandmothers with crochet gloves sitting, eating custard, spitting it back, with rouge. The whole family, it's like the Tad Mosel thing, the death in the family. It's like the old, Maria spent sky waiting there. Okay, now I go to the men's room, and I see kids in the men's room. The kid's 4 years old, 6 years old. Now I see some poetry. It's really beautiful. I see these kids in the boys' room, right? They're looking. And these kids are in awe of this men's room. This is the first time they've ever been in a place their mother isn't allowed in. They can't figure it out. Your mother's not allowed in here, not even for a minute, not even to get something. She's not allowed in here. And they stay in there for hours. Ruining them. Come out of there. No. I'm going to come and get you. No, you're not allowed in here because everybody's doing making wet in here. Okay. Hey, now, in between shows, I'm a walker in here, nothing good and nudgy and nervous. Now, the owner decides to introduce me to cushion it because he got that. Ladies and gentlemen, before being the star of our show, Lenny Bruce, who instantly is next GI, and hell of a performer, folks, and a great kidder. You know what I mean? It's all a bunch of silliness up here. They don't mean that. He kids about the Pope and the Jewish religion, too, and the colored people and the white people. It's all silly, make-believe world. And he is a hell of a guy. He's at the Veterans Hospital now, doing a show for the boys, and he's, here he is. His mom's out here tonight, too, and I haven't seen him in a couple of years. She lives here in town. Yes, he gets walkouts, man. He gets 50 walkouts, man. Just where they're dropping like flies tonight. Man, we just blew the whole balcony. It's really, it's unusual. Something is different tonight. I'm just losing perspective, that's all. I really lost perspective, Kentucky. I'll have about, in another year, I'll have about 15 real hardcore following that'll steady. You know, they'll feel compulsed to support me to fly all over the Dale has made a few moves. He flies in once in a while. They get the SOSs, you know. He's falling about just three people out there. That's all three. That constitutes a show. As long as I can get booked for obscenity. Yeah, you have to. It's over two people if it's an obscene show. Okay, now they've got the other clubs in the neighborhood are a Saucony gas station and a laundromat that didn't make it. Now, I hang out at the gas station in between shows and get gravel in my shoes. And the conversation is really inspiring. Let me see the grease rack up again. That's it, Jim. Let's see. Can I work the grease rack? Now I'll break it. Can I tie you a leather bow tie on? No. Married? No. You bully your old lady on it? Hey. Then the test I give them is holding the flashlight. I throw the flashlight, them, here, catch, and they grab it like this, they're screwed. Yeah. You know how the heat look at anything with a flashlight?
Yes, that's right, the heat look at it. That's... Okay, you throw the flashlight in the paper, here, catch, and it goes like this.
You mean to tell me a man did that with a bottle and, Fatty, what did you do that for? It's hard to defend those kind of guys. Here's Exhibit A. Okay, so let's try to suppress the evidence, then. It's an illegal search and seizure. It's, Fatty, why did you, stock the bottle? Why not? I mean, you were drunk, weren't you? It's, don't do that anymore. That's, another... Oh, God, yes, another tough guy. Oh, damn hoodlums around here. All right, it's just flowers. Oh, you know. That's one thing, but no, see, they're not sexual, ladies. They just sort of help each other when they're drunk and help your wife. They help your wife out. Yes, she's a nice girl. All right, give me the one light once more. I'm going to turn all the lights out. Yeah, all a complete blackout now. And so we can... Now, whoever took the money... No, the complete blackout. Complete blackout. No, just sweetheart. No, that offends those people. Oh, you can't? That light doesn't go out. That's strange. Now, I don't want to embarrass, but there are certain people in the room that are homosexuals. And how I know that they're homosexuals, I live in the same building with them... And I've seen them in different costumes that other ladies don't wear. And they wear overalls, and there's never any men over there. And their mother don't know. And they have a lot of friends that are silly men that giggle and are hairdressers. And another thing I noticed that they... Yes, that's true, too. Oh, no, God forbid. No, that's one tag I won't take. I may take the tag. I may take faggot, if faggot. You've heard that Rock Hudson's a fag. There's nothing in the paper that Rock Hudson's a faggot. Give me all the lights up, because now that we've all exposed ourselves, and back again. Rock Hudson's a fruit. No, the schmucky underguy's a fag. The Inquirer. The New York Inquirer, right? Now we cut to the New York Times.
You've been listening to Lenny Bruce, recorded in 1962. Special thanks to Cliff Smith, our volunteer archivist extraordinaire. My name's Scooter, and you have been listening to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz and community radio stations worldwide. See you next week.